A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The goals and assists is key. The versatility. He can play everywhere. Yep. He can play both wings. He can play central. My guess is we're signing him to go into number eight.
Yep.
One of those eight roles. But we've all been saying for a long time, well, what do you do if Mohamed Salah doesn't play?
Exactly.
He can go. He played the majority of last season at right wing. The year before, he was playing a lot at left wing. So he's got a lot to him. So it does. If I can understand the link. The link makes sense. And it's one I imagine, again, we were very quick in putting the show together. But looking at the buzz online and stuff like that, it felt like there was a lot of people, you know, in the camp of, yeah, he's a really good buy. And I would tend to agree with that. I think it would be a very good sign if Liverpool can get it.
Yeah.
It won't be easy. Newcastle are apparently sniffing around and all that kind of stuff. But for me, again, I go back to it, he ticks a lot of the right boxes. Pretty much all the boxes that you want, in fact. For what you expect from a Liverpool signing, I think he ticks pretty much all of them.
Yeah, and this isn't just one season. This isn't on the back of one season. He did it the season before. Obviously, he mentioned, you know, last season he got 10 goals and 13 assists. In 21-22, he played 45 games, got 10 goals and registered 9 assists. I mean, it's two games. Ever since he joined there, he joined in only 2021. And since he's been there, he's been a main man. And I know it's the Bundesliga, but the Bundesliga have really good quality. And he's been in the Champions League, like I mentioned earlier. Let's move on to more pros, and you hinted at it there. A massive pro is his extreme versatility as a footballer. And if we weren't just looking and identifying the age of him being really what Liverpool are after, there is something that Klopp's after more than anything, and that's a player who can do a job in three or four positions. Looking at it last season, he played as a right winger 24 times. He also played as a right mid 8 times, 7 games as a left winger, 3 as an attacking mid, and 3 as a central centre mid as well. So it's very clear that he's got loads of versatility. And since he actually, you know, across his all season, he's played 59 times as a central midfielder and 37 as attacking midfielder. He's even played centre forward once. It's brilliant to see. And it goes back to that box system that we're playing. Yeah, he's more attacking, but he's done the centre mid role before. If we really needed, you know, to drop Salah for a game, give him a rest, we talk about the fact that the AFCON's coming up, yeah. We won't have him. If we can makeshift him into this right winger and he can still be brilliant for us, there's so many positives with this deal, isn't there?
Yeah, and I think the AFCON's a really good point, actually. We are looking at the squad going into this season. I know January's a long way off, but you're looking at it going, if Egypt gets to the final and Salah's away for a month and a bit, who's our right winger? And you're looking at the options now. Elliot might go there. Luis Diaz can go over there. Diogo Jota's gone there as well. I don't think any of those would be ideal. I think there's pros and cons. I think you put Szoboszlai in there. And wherever he's been playing, you go, listen, you're going to do a month and a half, mate, at right wing. And he'll be like, well, sound, I've just played like 24 of 25 games there last season. No problem. I also think, you know, it's a path well trodden. Salzburg to Leipzig, to Liverpool. Like, he'll be schooled in the way, you know, in the way of Liverpool playing. He'll be able to do the high tempo, the press and stuff like that. That's one thing I think, you know, we've signed players from that club before, and one of the reasons Liverpool do it is because they know they're used to it. It's not the same, obviously, because everyone's got their slight differences, but there's a general acceptance that the styles are pretty similar. Yeah. What's expected of certain Leipzig players is also expected of Liverpool players. And, you know, Ibu Konate comes from there, obviously, Naby Keita. We've been there, we've done that. They tried to get Timo Werner, similar thing. So they obviously like the Leipzig schooling as well, and rightly so. It looks like a very good place for players to come through and develop that Red Bull system. So, yeah, it just makes a lot of sense. The money is the money. I don't know where we're at with the money thing. Like I say, the £60 million pound feels...
Seems a lot.
It does, but then it also, you know, Mason Mount's going for similar.
Yeah. And he's younger.
He's a bit younger. The contract situation isn't as bad as Mason Mount. Now, obviously, you pay the English tax on Mason Mount, and I understand that. But like,
he's also chose Manchester United. Liverpool were in for him, and he's just decided to choose Manchester United over Liverpool. Jürgen Klopp won't want that mentality. We now no longer want you. If you chose someone else over us, you can go there. We won't come back in for you. But another interesting factor, and I'll ask you where you would play him, and later on I'll ask you, if we did sign him, what your midfield would look like, obviously with Alexis McAllister also in there. The positive is, at central midfield is actually where he's been the most creative. In 59 games as a centre mid, he's scored 15 goals and registered 24 assists. How many years have we sat here when we've been going for the titles and we've said we rely so much on our front three, and without Sadio Mane and Roberto Firmino along with Mo Salah, and you know that front three that was literally killer to anyone, they were so ruthless. Without that, we need to make sure that the goals that we've now lost we can pick up elsewhere, and him getting that many goals and that many assists as that centre mid, if he can play that box for us, it's just, it looks like he is the player for us, doesn't he?
Yeah, and it's interesting because you're right. What I would say is that, like, I know you agree this, so I might be preaching to the choir a bit, but I think we've all got our doubts whether Luis Diaz is going to get the volume of goals that Liverpool lost from Sadio Mane. Salah will score, so don't worry about Salah. Gakpo, is he an upgrade on Firmino? And maybe Jota, I don't know, time will tell. Yeah. But you're right, you want to take the burden off some of those players. Liverpool, you know, Mohamed Salah scored bags full last season, and Liverpool was still rubbish. Yeah. You could do with another couple of players getting in there on there as well. So that's the main positive from Slobber's life, is that the fact that he looks like he gets into those areas. I think that if we are going to stick, and again, presuming we're going to stick with the five attackers, effectively the two behind the three, they're going to be closer to goal. You want someone there who's comfortable with that. That's why I've heard a lot of people say, get Trent up there. And I was like, no, even if Trent's going in midfield, I still want him deeper.
Yeah.
I don't want him with, he's not really a natural in those areas. So for me, but Szoboszlai looks like he knows he's in and around the box. He knows what it likes to score goals. He knows what it's like to assist goals. So again, that's a huge, huge positive. In terms of where I think he'd play, that's the beauty really, is that who knows? Like my guess is, I don't know what the plans are, but you could see a world where it's a DM for now, say Fabinho, with McAllister left eight, Szoboszlai right eight, and then you've got Harvey Elliott, you've got Curtis Jones, you've got Thiago, you've got Jordan Henderson, you've got Stefan Bajcetic. You might get one more, maybe one more like a DM rather, a Lavia or whoever else it is. And all of a sudden you're like, there we go. Because effectively what Szoboszlai could become, Klo, is like, he's what Oxlade-Chamberlain was. He was a midfielder who can play wide, and it's up to you where you pick him. But hit the return, touch wood, the returns you get from having Szoboszlai over Oxlade-Chamberlain is obvious. You know, Oxlade-Chamberlain was never going to double-digit goals, double-digit assists. I take into account that he's done it in Germany, and it might be different coming to England. I do, but in general, a goal scorer is a goal scorer. I think that does translate. There's a familiarity with being in and around the box and putting the ball in the back of the net. So I think there will be certain games where, you know, Liverpool, if you're expected to go and you're expected to win, and you want to, you know, break down a team who might be coming to sit deep and defend, well, then you do go all guns out, and you put McAllister and Szoboszlai behind Salah, Gakpo, Jota, or whoever it is, pick whatever, Nunes, whoever, and you go, right, there's five lads there who look like they can get the ball in the back of the net. That's a far cry from at times last season when it was, you know, it was Harvey Elliott, Jordan Henderson, James Milner, Fabinho. They never score. They never score goals. None of them do, really. Elliot should, and maybe hopefully will, but the others don't really do it. Even Thiago doesn't score many. He scores screamers, but he doesn't score consistent goals. So all of a sudden, there's more lads on the pitch who look a goal threat. It's what City have been brilliant at. You know, behind whoever plays up front for them, whoever plays wide, Gundogan and De Bruyne can score in any game. Any game whatsoever. They're playing in those effective, the two in front of Rodri, and they're always a goal threat. That has not been the case with Liverpool. Jordan Henderson, Thiago, Elliot, Milner, Curtis, maybe we'll see at the end of the season. Yeah, but in general, his record for Liverpool goal scoring wise isn't great. Therefore, there's a clear night and day between those. I mean, there's a lot of differences between those two sides, but that is one definite one. Is like, if Mo Salah has a bad day, I fancy us. Yeah, well, the more lads you can get on the pitch who negate that risk is a huge positive.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Life is full of what ifs. Some awesome. Like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome. Like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Yeah, you mentioned Harvey Elliott there. Let's look at some statistics then. For progressive carries, Szoboszlai obviously has played a lot more games, a lot more minutes. He's played 4,182 minutes compared to Harvey Elliott's 2,469. But his progressive carries, sorry, is 93.9% in comparison to Harvey Elliott's 87.4%. His forward passes is only 33.6%, where Harvey Elliott is actually 70.2%. Forward pass accuracy, however, is a little bit better. We've got key passes, though, and here's a massive jump. Szoboszlai is on 97.8 compared to Harvey Elliott's 83.6. And we've spoke about Harvey Elliott and us not knowing where exactly he fits into this system. He's by the stats, I mean, he's 20, and these stats aren't that far off a lad who we're all sat here saying is 60 mil. So it's actually looking really good for Harvey Elliott as well. But the key passes is extremely important. The 97.8%. I mean, that unlocks teams. And I think when we signed Thiago, a lot of people thought he would be the pre-assist, the kind of player who can unlock the door for that player to then pass and get the assist. And having another person like that in our team, but also a person who defensively, his defensive actions is just slightly better than Harvey Elliott. That is another plus. It's someone who can unlock a door, and we know how much teams love to sit behind and sit deep between against Liverpool, especially at Anfield. To have someone who just makes that many key passes, it's going to give us more options on the football pitch, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And like you say, I think we're all enthused by Harvey Elliott, but we haven't quite figured out what he is yet.
Yep.
Whether Jürgen knows, whatever, he's been played in a few different roles. You are right. It's like Liverpool are lacking a little bit of that. We've always said for a while now, Liverpool's creativity comes from the fullbacks. Well, if we're not going to play fullbacks anymore, then someone else has got to do that. You know what I mean? And it worked. Robertson and Alexander Arnold, people who say, oh, Liverpool need more creativity in midfield. It was like, well, both of these lads are getting double-digit assists all the time. Yep. The way we play is either the full-backs assist or the strikers assist each other. Now, we haven't got those full-backs anymore. We haven't. Trent Alexander-Arnold is effectively going into midfield. Andy Robertson's playing as almost a de facto left-centre-half. Yep. Well, someone else is going to have to take the strain of that, take the pressure off that. So, again, it's another reason why. I don't know if worry is the right word, but like trying to piece together Liverpool's thinking in the transfer market can often be very, very difficult. But there are certain things that when they appear, it just makes sense. And this just makes sense for a whole lot of reasons. It suggests they might fancy sticking with the box midfield more than a 4-3-3, where you're thinking maybe he isn't exactly the ideal person to do that role. But this one added on to McAllister, added on to the linking Liverpool with the Thuram or Alavia. You can see the dots connecting there, and all of a sudden, what looked like a little bit, a couple of days ago when Edge were falling off, it looked like Liverpool haven't got a clue what they're doing. It might have. They might not get this deal done. But it looks like, when David Ornstein reports it, Paul Gorse reports in the Echo that there's apparently been a meeting with his representatives, like this feels legit. It feels like there's definitely something in it. And like I say, it makes a lot of sense. And it should be putting a lot of smiles on faces. I think it would be a transfer signing that would excite a lot of people.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.